You're listening to SBS News.
Danish lawmakers have voted to pass a new bill to allow the government to move refugees arriving on Danish soil to asylum centres in a partnering country, where they'd have their case reviewed in the hopes of obtaining protection. It's an apparent break from the European Union's efforts to overhaul migration and asylum-seeking rules. European Commission spokesman for Home Affairs, Aldebert Jans, says the right to claim asylum is a fundamental one in the EU bloc.
External processing of asylum claims raises fundamental questions about both the access to asylum procedures and effective access to protection. It is not possible under existing EU rules or proposals under the new Pact on Migration and Asylum. The Pact on Migration and Asylum that the Commission proposed is based on the right to asylum as a fundamental right in the European Union, guaranteed by the EU Charter.
It's a goal of the Social Democratic Party to receive zero asylum seekers, with the exception of accepting refugees under the United Nations quota system. Social Democratic MP and Member for Parliament's Immigration and Integration Committee, Rasmus Stockland, is defending the new proposals.
Little more than 50% that arrived in Denmark last year, they didn't have a need for seeking asylum. They were migrants that were hoping for a better life, and I understand that, and I think that makes sense, but that's just not enough to get an resident permit to stay in Denmark.
Denmark recently made the headlines for declaring parts of Syria safe and revoking the residency permits of some Syrian refugees. And the coalition's immigration stance is being compared to positions taken by right-wing nationalists when mass migration to Europe peaked in 2015. Last month, the UN's refugee agency urged Denmark not to pass the bill over fears the nation could drive a race to the bottom if other countries followed its lead. But the country that's really leading the race is Australia. For years, Danish officials have pointed to Australia as an example to follow to deter economic migrants. UNHCR Assistant High Commissioner Gillian Triggs recently condemned offshore processing for undermining the rights of those seeking safety and protection. But Mr. Stockland says it would save resources which could go to refugee camps in need of funding around the world.
When people realize that they will have to be sent back to a country outside Europe, if they arrive in Denmark, they will stop going to Denmark. And that will mean that they will stop putting themselves in a dangerous situation on the Mediterranean Sea. And they will stop wasting a lot of money that they pay to these smugglers.
More than 20,000 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the sea in 2014. The majority of 1 million people who arrived in the EU in 2015 were people fleeing war in Syria, trying to escape dangerous circumstances. Founder of rights group Refugees Welcome, Michiele Bendixen, says the bill won't do what Mr. Stockland says it will.
Well, first of all, it's nonsense to say that it's going to stop sea crossings, because it will not be possible to apply for asylum in the center. So people have to cross the sea anyway. So that's just ridiculous to call it kind of humanitarian.
An application for refugee status in Denmark can only be done at the Danish border. Ms. Bendixen is critical of the new law, which is being framed as humanitarian.
I mean, look at all the replies from a total amount of humanitarian organizations. Nobody agrees that this is more humanitarian, so maybe the government is wrong.
Denmark's immigration minister says the government needs a legal framework for a new asylum system before details can be presented. While the Nordic nation is yet to reach an agreement with a partner country, Mr. Stockland says they are negotiating with several candidates. One of them is Rwanda. The EU Commission will now carefully analyse the new Danish laws before deciding on the next steps. Nadine Silva, SBS News.